Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. Remember those Texas Democrats who tried to sabotage their own state government? Well, I'm happy to report that while other politicians get away with breaking their oaths, Texas just delivered the justice these Democrats deserved big time. Stick me to the very end of this video because we're going to see how these Texas Democrats who thought they were saving democracy ultimately only ended up signing their own political death warrants. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot Professor, here to help you make sense of all the madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age that you are making happen all over the world. So if you want a daily front row seat on how you're changing the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Also, remember, registration for my America Awaken Masterclass is officially open. This is your exclusive chance to join me for a powerful two-hour deep dive into the rise of a new American golden age that will be written about and talked about for centuries. So don't miss out. Scan that QR code now. Lock in your spot. You can even register as a VIP and we'll get some time to chat with each other at the event. So don't wait. Spots are limited. So click on that link below to register right now. All right, here is the latest on what's happening with those derelict Democrats in Texas. As you know, just weeks ago, instead of doing their jobs, the jobs they were elected to do, over 50 Texas House Democrats literally fled the state like cowards to prevent Republicans from conducting official business, at the center of which involved redistricting their congressional map to add five new solid red Republican seats. Now, these Democrats apparently assumed that they could abandon their duties, fundraise off their tantrum, and face zero consequences. Well, they were dead wrong. This week, Texas Republicans dropped the hammer on these Democrats, introducing and passing House Bill 18, that even liberals are admitting has effectively crushed any future Democrat resistance in the Lone Star State. Now, from now on, if you break quorum, you're banned from fundraising. That's right, no more using your political games to fill your campaign coffers. Republicans literally debanked the Democrats. Any Democrat who accepts donations while breaking quorum faces a series of $5,000 fines. And get this, the people who donate to them face the exact same fine. And what Republicans were pointing out here is that current Texas law, the law before this bill, basically creates a financial incentive to break quorum because it still allows Democrats to fundraise while they're breaking the quorum. In effect, they were literally profiting from abandoning their duties to Texans. Remember, Beto O'Rourke's organization donated over $1 million to Democratic legislative causes during their quorum break. They turned dereliction of duty into a fundraising opportunity. Well, now those days are officially over.
The gentlelady yield for questions.
Will the lady yield for questions?
Yeah, I yield for your question.
The lady yields.
I heard you say you don't want to hear the word punishment. Are you okay with the word penalties?
I am, as sanctions.
Okay. Penalties exist in the Constitution. That a smaller number of the House may compel the attendance of absent members in such manner and under such penalties as each House may provide. Is this H.R. 128 doing anything other than amending what penalties may be provided in the future if people, regardless of the reason, decide not to show up for work?
We were working every day for our constituents. And well, that's the thing you need. You want me to answer, right?
I understand.
So you wait on my answer.
Okay.
Okay? We were working every day and talking to our constituencies and resolving constituency cases, okay? We working every day to try to save democracy. We was working every day to tell people what was happening here. We was working every day to make sure people see what's happening in the Texas House under a rigged gerrymandering mapping because you want to respond and bow down to what's happening in D.C.
Ms. Gervin Hawkins,
we were working.
Ms. Gervin Hawkins, every day that you were in Chicago or New York or California or wherever you may have been and the other quorum breakers were, we were here as called by the governor, as required by the Constitution, to do the will of the people of Texas.
Is the will of the people to be mean, ugly?
We were not mean or ugly. We were present.
Be able to hurt people? Is that the will of the people? I doubt it.
And walked out on the responsibilities required by you under the Constitution to show up when we were in session.
Gang, let's be honest. America isn't just divided. It's being shaped by powerful narratives designed to sway how we think, feel, and act. Mainstream media often masquerades as objective journalism, when in reality, it's agenda-driven activism wrapped in the appearance of news. These narratives don't just inform, they manipulate, leaving millions of people wondering where to turn for truth. Behind it all are media executives, political insiders, and algorithms deciding what stories rise and what stories never see the light of day. Luckily, gang, there is a very real and awesome solution. Ground News brings together headlines from over 50,000 news sources and makes it easy to understand what's happening. But what really makes it powerful is the transparency. You don't just see the stories. You see the political bias behind every source, the ownership ties, and the coverage breakdown across the spectrum. That's why over a million people have downloaded Ground News. Check it out for yourself at ground.news/Steve. What I really love is their blind spot feed, so it shows you which stories are blowing up on one side of the aisle but barely mentioned on the other. It's the clearest way to see media bias in action. So here's an example of a story barely getting any traction on the right. All detainees will be removed from Alligator Alcatraz within days. Now, it's a major turnaround, and it poses a potential loss for the Trump administration, which has defended the facility, and it could even complicate the administration's plans to expand and open similar facilities in the future. And here's a story the left is completely ignoring. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says federal police surge has reduced crime in D.C. The mayor of D.C. is stating she is greatly appreciative of the increase in federal officers. That is a massive political reversal, and it could reshape the city's ongoing debate over autonomy and deepen tensions with progressives who oppose federal intervention. With every story, Ground News shows you the entire spectrum of who's reporting from left, right, and center, how reliable each source is, and who owns each outlet. It's everything the corporate press doesn't want you to see. And right now you can get 40% off the Vantage plan, which gives you unlimited access to all the features that I personally use for just about $5 per month. That's it. Just visit ground.news/Steve, click the link in the description, or scan the QR code. That's ground.news/Steve. So despite their weeping and gnashing of teeth, from now on, quorum-breaking Democrats are banned from using political funds for travel, food, or lodging expenses while absent from the state. And every Democrat will now be fined $5,000 for each individual contribution or expenditure that violates the law. Each one counts as a separate offense. This means if a Democrat accepts multiple illegal donations, they face $5,000 fines for every single one of them. And the fines cannot be paid with campaign contributions. They have to be paid out of their own personal income. At the same time, every Democrat who skips town automatically loses their committee chairmanships and vice chairmanships and will receive a reduction in seniority rankings, which is the basis for promotion up the ranks in politics. While the bill is playing out in the Texas legislature, Governor Abbott is continuing to pursue through the courts the removal from office for some Democrats claiming they abandoned their elected position. And Attorney General Ken Paxton's petition with the Texas Supreme Court seeking the removal of 13 Democrats from their seats remains in effect. Now, while this may not be what we were all hoping for in the short term, which was basically arresting these derelict Democrats, throwing them in prison and stripping them of their offices, that would have been lovely for sure. But make no mistake, big picture, these measures that will be imposed on Democrats when Bill 18 becomes law are devastating. And that's exactly what the leftist activists over at the New Yorker are admitting. They're admitting that what Texas Republicans have basically done is they've stripped the Democrats of what the New Yorker is calling the weapons of the weak, the politically frail and disempowered. And what the leftists of the New Yorker are wailing about here is exactly what we talked about in yesterday's video regarding that astonishing admission recently by a Florida state representative who predicted that his party was going to be out of power for the next 70 years. That's the rest of the century, gang. This Florida Democrat is admitting that the voter registration advantage that the Republicans have amassed right now is so utterly overwhelming that Florida Democrats are at a point of no return. They're not going to become the majority in Florida for the rest of this century. They have been permanently boxed out of power. And by the way, this is precisely why Florida's top Democrat, the Senate Minority Leader Jason Pizzo, their number one state Democrat, this is precisely why he recently defected from the party. He left. He's not a Democrat anymore. It was just a couple of months back. He officially left the Democrat Party because he said that Florida's Democrat Party is, for all practical purposes, dead. It is a dead party. So he's turned independent. Again, this was the highest ranking Democrat in the third largest state in the union, admitting that his party is politically dead. It's not going to see any political viability for the rest of this century. So why bother with it? And what we all really need to appreciate here is that it was just literally months ago that Democrats were talking about flipping Texas, if you can believe it. I mean, The Hill had an entire piece in October, just a week before the election, on how Texas was poised to flip for the Democrats. Look, I know it sounds ridiculously far-fetched now, but there were many of you out there concerned over the course of last year that Texas had the possibility of turning blue. And I told you it was the exact opposite. It was getting deeper red precisely because of all the leftugees that were fleeing from blue states and taking up residence in Texas. We have a number of studies that show that leftugees are making Texas even more red. Well, we don't need those studies anymore. We had the proof from last November. But they're making it deeper red precisely because they have every intention of keeping the insane Democrat policies that they fled from as far away from them as possible. I personally know several leftugees who left deep blue Delaware and Philly area and are now living very happily in Texas, and I assure you, you don't get more conservative than these families. They are patriots par excellence. Trump won Texas by a far wider margin in 2024 than he did in 2020. There was no way Texas was turning blue. We knew this reality back then. We knew that the nation was turning to the right. We knew that the left eventually would be boxed permanently out of power. But at the time, like what we saw with the Hill, maybe it was copium, I don't know. But the left didn't see that. They had their ears plugged. They had their heads buried deep in the sand. And now here we are 6 months later after the inauguration, and some of them are just sobering up to the cold, hard truth. They've been permanently locked out of power in two of the three largest states in the entire nation for the rest of the century. They've been permanently locked out of power in two states that are gaining 8 new electoral votes in a couple of years between them, and 10 new solid red congressional seats by the midterms. Slowly but surely, Democrats are realizing that their days as a major, viable political party are coming to an end. And this latest bill passed in the Texas House may have indeed been their political funeral. So what do you guys think? Let me know in the comments section below. I know. You wanted to see them in handcuffs. I gotcha. I did too. But don't lose sight of the bigger picture. But let us know what you think should happen to these derelict Texas Democrats. And as always, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button for breaking news and analysis you're not going to hear anywhere else. Love you guys. God bless.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. LeafHome.com/water.